right, continuing on. Now, and here's the thing. I'm going to get to you the headlines for today. I'm going to tell you about the Sandler training and kind of what they do there. It has changed the way we approach business, and it'll change the way you approach business. And not just in the sales aspect. That's really critical. But it's also in the aspect of how you hire employees, how you evaluate people. I mean, asking questions up front gets rid of so much noise, confusion, and problems down the road. I mean, it cleans everything up, and that's where we're going to be going forward. And they have three offices, Grand Rapids, Lansing, and in Troy. So we'll be talking to you statewide and pulling that together for you. Shifting gears now, just kind of wrap up on a few things for the day. Nancy Pelosi's coming up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Nancy's coming up at 9 to talk about impeachment and everything else. Apparently, she went behind closed doors yesterday, did Nancy, and she took a voice survey, I guess. Hey, who's in for impeachment? Everybody said yes. So I guess that's where we're going to go, is down that road. The problem that they face there, it's not popular. It's not popular in Michigan's 8th Congressional District, where I'm sitting today, where Alyssa Slotkin is your point person. Alyssa Slotkin is your member of Congress who voted in favor of the impeachment inquiry, but will she vote for impeachment? That's a tough call. Because people here realize that what they have seen thus far is not bribery. It is not a violation of law. It's not really much of anything. It's a partisan attack. It's not bipartisan what's going on. It's bipolar. Seriously. When you look at people like Al Green, or you look at the professor, Pamela Carlin, one of the expert witnesses yesterday, who has previously been recorded saying, I can't walk by Trump Tower. I have to walk across the street. Really? Because that's how adults act? That's how adults conduct them? I can't walk by that building. I'll just feel terrible. Really? So when they were called out yesterday, and I want to go to what I consider the point of the matter. Bite number five, Jonathan Turley, the only honest professor on the panel yesterday, a liberal Democrat who did not vote for Donald Trump, does not like Donald Trump, does not support Donald Trump, does not believe this is impeachment. And when the Democrats are saying, Donald Trump saying, I'm not going to give you documents, I'm going to go to court to fight you on that, for them to call that obstruction of justice is absurd. It's not obstruction of justice. It is a disagreement, and it's a legal argument. At that point, it's a legal argument. The only time it would become obstruction of justice is if a court of proper jurisdiction refused, if a court of proper jurisdiction issued an order and Trump refused to give documents or to comply with a court's order, that would be obstruction of justice. Until that happens, it's a legal dispute, period. You know it, and so do I. And so did Jonathan Turley. Bite five is where we're going. Bite five with Jonathan Turley. Go.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
It blows away all legitimacy, in fact. It leaves you, well, you look ridiculous. It doesn't look fair. In fact, I want to go to CBS News, Major Garrett. CBS News, these are not conservative people. These are not people that like Donald Trump. These are people that despise the president. Even they are saying, you know, when you look at this, good Lord, the question of fairness is put back to the voters. Bite number six with Major Garrett. Bite six, go.
It's worth pointing out that as the public watches what just happened, they would say, wait a minute, there was another constitutional scholar there also who disagrees but never got a question. And for those who support President Trump or independents who are still trying to figure this out, they would say, wait a minute, that doesn't seem proper to me. Ask the person who disagrees so you can at least have a complete set of opinions about what this is or isn't. And the Democrats' reluctance to even bring that into the conversation, I know Trump supporters will say, see, they're not even interested in an opposing point of view. They want a singular, repetitive accusation against the president, that everything has been proven and it's all impeachable, even though there's a person sitting right there who says, you know what, I don't agree with the president, didn't vote for the president, but I don't consider the evidentiary sufficient, and I think there's a danger about going down this impeachment road precipitously or without gaining all the available or possibly available facts. I think for Trump supporters, they will look at that and say, that doesn't seem fair, and it reinforces the president's argument, whether you think his conduct was proper or improper, that this is not being done on a basis that achieves a modicum or a minimum standard of fairness.
Any modicum of fairness. No minimum standard. Nothing. No fairness at all. None. And that's the problem. When you have this appearance of it being completely one-sided, that's why I say it's not bipartisan, it's bipolar. It's this pursuit of a set of beliefs that it doesn't matter what the evidence is that is presented, the set of beliefs remain intact. It doesn't matter what I'm told. It doesn't matter what you say. This is the place that I'm going. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Remember, when you retire, that regular paycheck's going away, but your obligations are not. You're still going to have to pay your utilities. You have to pay taxes. Yes, taxes in retirement. And the question is, are you set up? Are you ready? If retirement is somewhere in your future or you're just somewhere moving into that direction, are you ready? Have you made a plan? Well, MyLifePlanFinancial.com has some answers for you. Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas here to help you. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Give them a call at 517-323-7526. 517-323-7526 or MyLifePlan.com. Don't go in without a plan. We just learned that from Sandler as well. You got to have a plan, my friends. It is the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Some final thoughts for hour number three after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.